they loved harmonies. John and Paul and George had this extraordinary ability to harmonize their vocals quite beautifully. They first used it in the studio on a track called This Boy, and then they used it on a track called Yes It Is, which was another B-side, this time from 65. They'd get around one microphone, literally be within breathing distance of one another, and feel each other's breath as well as hearing it, and just glory in these lovely harmonies, usually with Paul doing the higher notes, John doing the lower notes, and George somewhere in between.
The Beatles were in this very competitive race with the Beach Boys. Earlier in 66, the Beach Boys had released Pet Sounds, which is another incredible album that uses the studio as an instrument. The Beatles felt that wow, you know, we've been knocked on our butts by this American group, in particular Brian Wilson, because the rest of his brothers and the rest of the Beach Boys were out touring, and he was staying at home in the studio in Los Angeles crafting this orchestral pop masterpiece. They decided they were going to give him what for and top Pet Sounds, and I think Revolver does.
One of the more interesting things about Here, There, and Everywhere was the way he constructed the entire lyric. Using the title, Here, There, and Everywhere, and taking those words and beginning each verse with one of those words.
And one of the things I love about it is that it modulates a minor third, like the, you know, the bridge, the I want her everywhere. The main song is in G major, and that section, the middle eight section, is in B flat major. It's kind of a strange key to modulate to.
Another thing about the song is the intro is lovely and very 1920s-ish, that, you know, just sort of sets up the entire mood of the song. You know, it's almost Broadway-ish, the way it's, you know, constructed. Paul was really trying, I think, to write a classic,